Whitton Wind Farm Limited, a subsidiary of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, is the largest wind energy facility in the English-speaking Caribbean. Located in Rose Hill, Manchester, the wind farm comprises three plants: the 20.7 megawatt Phase 1, which began operating in 2004, Phase 2, an 18 megawatt extension facility commissioned in 2010, and the 24 megawatt Phase 3, commissioned in 2016, bringing the wind farm's total capacity to 62.7 megawatts. Wigton's vision is to be a catalyst for increased usage of wind power and other renewable energies for electricity generation. In fulfillment of this goal, the company actively supports the growth of Jamaica's renewable energy industry by developing human capital. Since inception, Wigton has continually provided training for local engineers and other professionals, as well as tertiary-level engineering students. Training in renewable energy has taken another step with the recent opening of the Wigton Renewable Energy Laboratory. The Resource Center, opened on November 3 by Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley, will deliver practical and theoretical courses in solar thermal, photovoltaic, concentrated solar and wind power. It will also offer courses in small hydro, bioenergy, fuel cells and energy conservation.
The opening of this renewable energy lab represents a moment of great pride for this community, the government and the people of Jamaica. It represents a continuation of the vision of Wigton and indeed that of the government for capacity building, creating sustainable energy solutions, reducing threats to the environment, and growing our economy.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. According to Dr. Wheatley, energy is one of the most critical sectors in Jamaica and acts as the main single important driving force for all other sectors. He adds that it is integrally linked to three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, environmental, and social.
The ways in which energy is supplied largely determines the health and environmental impacts of the sector. Renewables are increasingly becoming a part of the national and global solution to combat the effects of climate change through the avoidance of carbon dioxide emissions and other greenhouse gases.
Dr. Wheatley says, as one of the signatories to the Paris Agreement on climate change and an advocate for sustainable development goals, Jamaica must continue to be a regional leader for environmental and sustainable sources of energy.
I am sure that this lab will open doors to huge opportunities. It comes at a crucial time when Jamaica is enjoying significant investments in our renewable energy sector, as well as seeking to incorporate renewables in our rural electrification plans.
The Energy Minister is urging the management of the Wigton Wind Farm to strengthen its position in the national drive for sustainable energy solutions, energy generating capacity, and with diverse capacity building and training in various areas of renewable energy. The Resource Center was developed from a grant of $4 million donated by the British High Commission in Jamaica and support from the Renewables Academy in Germany and the OPEC Fund for International Development. British High Commissioner to Jamaica, David Fitton, says he is pleased to have partnered with the government and Wigton for the establishment and official opening of the lab.
As part of our partnership here in Jamaica with the ministry, but also more generally with Jamaica, we want to contribute to new forms of energy on the one hand, and we also want to contribute to education. And this is a perfect example of being able to do both at once.
In the meantime, Wigton's General Manager Earl Barrett says the lab will seek to provide an improved learning experience for the students.
What we have set up here has created much excitement in academia, in Jamaica, and sections of the wider Caribbean. It is our intention to expose a wide cross-section of renewable energy teachers and professionals to an improved formative skill training and knowledge transfer in this engaging subject area.
Mr. Barrett says every effort will be made to ensure that the students and entrepreneurs are exposed to the highest standard of the industry. He says the goal is to develop the lab into one of the Caribbean's premier renewable energy training facilities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.